right, welcome back to the Tommy John's podcast. I am Tommy John's. I'm here with Danny Hangdong. Show me that elephant trunk. I was trying to do
an elephant. Excuse me while I whip this out.
Okay, well.
All right.
So we have little sounds now.
We got little sounds. Clips. I'm just working on things, you know.
I like it.
I don't want to brag, but things are going pretty well. Anyway, we're here at the new studio in, yes, you heard it here first, the Hamptons.
Yep.
Things are looking good. What do you think of the new studio?
I think it looks oddly similar to the old studio and...
Yeah, well, the old studio was in my house. I removed the whole, the room. Removed the room. There's actually a big hole where the house was.
Okay.
Or in
how
in,
much? How are we paying for this?
Well, Anchor's really been helping us out, as people have probably been able to tell from the ads at the beginning.
Yeah.
Of the.
Things are going well.
Yeah, it's our sponsor.
Things are going well.
You
can move your whole room out of your house.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is a Anchor sponsorship. If you guys want to move your entire room out of your house,
yes,
just start streaming on Anchor.
Yeah,
simple. It's easy and it's free. It's free, right?
It's free to use. This isn't actually an ad, so we're not gonna get paid for this. You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have a
right. Don't download Anchor. Then.
No. Download it. Except do the other shit. Listen to the other ad that we do because that one makes us money and supports this new Hamptons.
They should download Anchor
Studio. Yeah. Anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. I'm feeling good, looking good, hanging dong.
Hanging fucking straight dong.
Straight.
Donnie.
My name's Donnie now.
Donnie. Hey, yo, what's up, Donnie?
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
How you doing? Say hi to our mother for us.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. That's a Lebowski quote.
Donnie, right? Donnie, ding dong.
That's the guy. That's Steve Buscemi's character. Big Lebowski. Yeah.
The Dude Abides.
That's a great movie. I don't really understand people that don't like that movie. The movie's awesome.
I don't really understand people.
Yeah.
Just in general. I have a real problem connecting.
Yeah. You have dyslexia of the ears.
I have dyslexia of the also
of the face.
The reading kind too.
Yeah.
I cannot read as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's another thing that you guys should be hopping on the Patreon because we need that money to pay for Dan's dyslexia.
The operation.
The dyslexia-chemia. Oh, my God.
What are you saying?
The dyslexia-chemo. See, obviously, chemia. I think I have. Is it contagious?
Guys. Hey, guys. I'm getting treatments. Actually, I did have to go to summer school for that.
For chemo?
For not chemo. Yeah, guys, I had to go to a summer school for chemo. I had trouble with chemo. for reading and not being able to read words correctly because words are tough.
Yes, they are. Obviously, I'm not the greatest at it either.
You're much better than me.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, we got a good show lined up for you today. We literally haven't prepared anything. That's just
nothing.
A big joke. I got a big old list of things.
Big old list, about six different things.
And I don't give a fuck.
Nope, no fucks are given. This guy
no
just...
No fucks are given.
Donnie, no fucks.
Donnie, no fucks.
Danny Hot Takes.
Danny Hot Takes. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Danny Hot Takes is back in studio with more hot takes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any hot takes for us?
I got a hot take. If you go into the movies... Buy some candy ahead of time and bring it in because it'll save you a whole lot on candy. And that's Danny's Hot Take of the Week.
Please disregard everything you just said. We are also sponsored by AMC Theaters you can get the Stubbs.
Are we? I was going to say.
I don't think so.
You can get the Stubbs card, but just sneak that candy.
Sneak that candy.
Is that or is that me?
That's both of us. We're in this group chat that's getting blown up. But, so I don't know if you heard. Now, you remember the movie Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt?
Yes, it was a beautiful film. I enjoyed it.
I would say it's the best
movie ever.
Best sci-fi.
It's a bold statement.
Yeah, no, it's the best sci-fi film in the 21st century. That's all I'll say it. Go fuck yourself if you think something else.
I'm going to disagree.
Okay. What would you say is better?
Paddington 2.
Paddington 2. It's kind of sci-fi. And it's like, oh, God, what have we done? They changed a child into a bear.
What have we done?
There's going to be a sequel. Edge of Tomorrow sequel. I don't know if it's a sequel, prequel, But
it's just called Tomorrow.
Just called Tomorrow. Finally, we got there.
we got here, guys.
We just brought it back from the edge, and now it's actually, I mean, that was a movie that was really good. Didn't make a whole lot of money in theaters, but it made a lot of money, like DVD Blu-ray Did sales it? And stuff. Yeah, that's where it made.
I wasn't super like with that movie. I wasn't super. The ending was kind of like, eh.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the sequel kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
we'll see.
But I mean, it looks like Tom Cruise is back at it again, man. With the, he is going to be the hardest working man.
Tom Cruise,
Hollywood.
He never stops.
Never stops.
He never stops.
There's two more Mission Impossible movies confirmed that they're filming at the same time.
And the thing is, he's crazy.
He's nuts.
But he's a good actor. You can't like he makes good movies.
He's a nutso.
He, I mean, at a certain point though, you become crazy. You're too many different characters, and you just it's all like Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey.
Oh yeah.
When he became
Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman. Well, but apparently Jim Carrey, that's how he is. Like he's like, yeah. And Jim Carrey's a character. You know, I was playing Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he's not.
But
you can't deny.
I like Jim Carrey.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, that brings up the issue of separating the art from the artist. Mm-hmm. It's like, obviously, Tom Cruise is a nut, you know, jumping on couches and stuff like that. Scientologists and all that bizarre shit. But his movies are great. He's a great actor. I think we've run into a lot of things like that these days, you know. Bill Cosby.
Yep. Great actor.
great comedian. They're one of the best clean comedians of all time. And he raped a billion people.
A billion people. No one thought it could be done, but he did it.
Yeah, he did it.
A billion people.
1/7 of the world's population. Mm. But
it's fucked up.
I guess on this topic, I have been watching Leaving Neverland. I'm almost done with it. I think I got about 45 minutes left. It's two-hour episodes of this documentary about Michael Jackson and his accusers and what he's done. I mean, it's pretty damning stuff.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone kind of has heard the story, but there's always like, he didn't do anything. I was like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Because it's one of those things where I think even before this came out, I was kind of like one of those guys like, oh, maybe he's just like a weird guy.
Yeah.
Which he no doubt was. He was.
But that's what it I feel like, especially, and you see this a lot of times with child fame.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of lose their mind because,
and his father was super abusive.
But they, at the most pivotal like developmental times in their lives, they are thrust into the spotlight, and I think it they don't know who to become. For him, I think he got stuck in that child Michael Jackson. He just wanted to stay a child because I don't know, but I can't speak for. I'm just saying a lot of these, you see it all the time with child actors. They come to kind of like a turning point in their life where they just lose control.
Oh yeah, they, absolutely.
It's the on camera version of them meets the real them, who's actually, and it just clashes, and then they're like they don't know how to deal with it. They turn to drugs and go crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucked up childhood, you know, like was just in this situation. He was obviously the talent of the family. They were all talented, but he was the guy and he was, you know, really put into that position. But, you know, what I was saying before is, I was one of those people who's like, oh, maybe he's just a weird guy. That's it. Like, but that was just totally based on like headline knowledge.
Well, yeah. Well, also, I think a lot of people are willing to, especially when someone's so famous and so talented, because you can't discount the talent. He was incredibly talented, but you don't want these like, you don't want it to taint the.
You want to be able to listen to fucking Thriller.
Yeah.
And not have to think about that.
Yeah. So like a lot of people, I think, and especially with people like that, he has so much money that he could do these things and get away with it because of all his, you know, publicists and all his things that could keep it under under wraps. And the fact that, like, who's going to believe, like,
oh, yeah,
he's Michael Jackson. Who's going to believe?
Yeah, exactly. And it became one of those things, at least for me, it's like, you know, like the McDonald's coffee fiasco from like 20 years ago, the woman who
burned herself.
And everybody's like, oh, she's like, yeah, it's like she's just trying to get a money grab. But when you actually learn about that,
yeah,
you know, the pictures of her inside of her legs were disgusting. It was too hot. It like literally was one of the grossest pictures
yeah.
I've ever seen.
No, yeah, I've seen it.
And that was kind of the thing. And now, like, learning about everything, and both of these guys that they feature have these similar experiences.
Burns with them. On their legs.
Similar burns on their legs. But and the one guy, the first guy, it was a little bit different. And then the other, one of them actually ended up being the choreographer for Britney Spears and NSYNC. So you got to be thinking something worked. No.
Well, no, like, didn't, I haven't seen it, but didn't he, as well as all the sexual abuse, didn't he help them creatively as far as, like, he
gave them, so it became this kind of a, like, manipulative relationship, because he would be like, oh, well, you know, like, that kid was already, the one who became the NSYNC choreographer was already really talented, and he won a contest where he danced like Michael Jackson. That's how he met him, and that's how it started. He's from Australia. And for 2 years, like, Michael Jackson's like, you gotta, like, once you come, like, they talk on the phone, like, every day. Yeah. Like, 6-7 hours.
How did that, like, you're just like, oh, let me get his phone number and call him up.
Yeah, I mean, like, so he would create a relationship with the families.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he would talk to him, like, for 2 years, like, hey, once you get out here, you know, like, this kid was like 7. Yeah. Like, once you get out here, I'll be able to help you. I'll put you in my music videos, stuff like that. It became this, and at that point, it was still pretty early on into him doing things with these kids. And, like, it became a cycle where he'd have kind of a best friend.
Yeah.
Like a child best friend. And, like, they realized, like, oh, he's just cycling through them. And, like, one of them was Macaulay Culkin, who has denied that he was ever sexually assaulted. Now, I mean, you could say that Michael Jackson was smarter than to actually sexually assault Macaulay Culkin, who was one of the biggest
Macaulay child stars. Culkin, at the time, Macaulay Culkin was huge.
Yeah. Like, so,
but it wasn't the another, like, that little...
it could be, there was somebody later in life too, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, it gets pretty graphic. So basically what I'm saying is this fucking thing is, like, heavy. And it's 4 hours long, 2 2-hour episodes. You really gotta really
pace yourself.
Pace yourself, because at least the first half is super graphic. You learn some really intense details. And, if you're wondering,
who our sponsor is, it's Anchor.
No. If you're wondering, if Dan has eaten ass yet, he's probably a no, but Michael Jackson certainly has, based on what I learned in Finding Neverland or Leaving Neverland. But, pretty fucking bizarre. So, I would recommend it. I think it's pretty eye opening.
Eating ass or?
Yeah, I both, actually. But not the way Michael Jackson does it.
We do not condone any of the actions of Michael Jackson.
No, I don't think we do.
You don't think? I don't. I'm pretty sure we don't. I don't have to think about it. I'm a pretty firm stance on this.
That's pretty bold of you, honestly. No. Well, I would definitely recommend it. All right, it's on HBO. So if you got HBO,
That's why I don't have HBO.
I get it.
Well, did you figure the whole HBO thing out?
Yeah, it came with the Hamptons studio. So.
It came with the Hamptons. That's a pretty good deal. Yeah. It's weird that HBO is reaching out to.
Well, I mean, they're realizing that podcasting has become such a really important medium, and they kind of want to like, well, we don't want to miss that boat.
Especially, yeah, the Tommy John Show. Did you reach out to them? Did they seek you out? How did this happen?
It was a little bit of both. I was in
the neighborhood,
the Hamptons, you know, looking for my new studio.
Yeah.
And they saw me and like, hey, wait, is that
who? HBO.
HBO saw me. The head of HBO, Hillary Clinton. She saw me and she said, hey, you're Tommy John's, right? I
said, no pictures, please.
I was like, yeah, that's me. It's like, what are you doing here? This is the Hamptons. I usually find you in like Beverly Hills or some other place that's really expensive.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know, I'm trying to, you know, be smart with my money. And I'm looking for a studio. And she said, well, as you know, HBO stands for Hillary Clinton Box Office.
Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that.
And we'd love to sponsor your podcast in the way of giving you a free
one word
HBO subscription. So, Hillary. Yeah, it's one word. So that's a little bit about how that came to be.
Yeah.
But
that's so nice. She really didn't have to do that.
She didn't, but guess what? She did.
She did. Thank you. Big shout out to the president.
The president of HBO.
HBO.
She didn't quite get the other one. So, I think the art versus artist conversation is pretty tough. Because another one, my favorite comedian of all time, Louis C.K.
Yes.
Great comedy, but... You know,
but
jerked off in front of people.
Other thing, yeah, which is unfortunate. I mean, unfortunate. For the people,
yeah,
that's that didn't want it to happen. But I still don't think it discounts his comedy. I still think he's a funny guy.
Yeah,
I just think it's gonna take a lot for him to get actually back. Because no one wants him back. As far as the critics and everything, they're like, no, screw him.
So he'll probably, he'll be fine. He's
I think he'll be fine, and I think he'll, one day he'll come back. I think it's a time thing. I think for him, he needs to let it heal, and because he did fuck up, like he fucking did something that was gross. You can't
and bad, and he silenced them for years, and it's terrible stuff. But you know, he's fine.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't think Michael Jackson's going to bounce back.
I don't think he's going to bounce. I don't think he'll be bringing anything else out anytime soon. But,
probably not. But
that's why we're here to talk about it while he can't defend himself. So.
Yeah, basically. Definitely watch that if you want to feel super depressed, because you know.
Okay, cool.
This is a depressing
thing. Hey, guys, yep. If you guys want to feel super depressed, watch this. What's it called? Finding Neverland?
Leaving Neverland. Neverland was a movie.
That was a movie. I think starring that little kid.
I do feel bad for Neverland in general, because he just named his place Neverland. Now it's like every time I watch Peter Pan, I just think of kids getting fucked.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I think that says something more.
Not in a good way.
More about you than really Neverland or the whole ordeal.
Yeah. What else do we want to talk about? Big news, NFL news.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown.
Yep.
Was traded to the Bills for a hot second, and then he wasn't.
Yeah.
And now he's traded to
Oakland,
the Raiders.
Not
Oakland anymore.
Yeah,
Las Vegas.
Third and fifth round pick, draft pick.
Some shit like that.
Yeah. Antonio Brown.
He's getting $30 million guaranteed.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Antonio Brown produces. It's not like he doesn't produce.
Yeah.
It was just, he was getting to the point where he's like, you need to throw me the ball.
Yeah.
We're a team, buddy. We're a team. Like, if other people get the ball and they score, that's not, don't be mad, be happy. And he was just mad that they weren't getting him the ball enough.
I mean, I believe it all started with there was an interception at the end of some game that Ben Roethlisberger threw. And he said that he openly said that Antonio Brown ran the wrong route.
Oh, really?
And that's kind of when the friction started. Now, I mean, who the hell knows? I mean, don't say that.
Yeah.
Against your fucking team. So it's like, you know, a guy like Antonio Brown's going to start like talking shit.
Yeah. I mean, Antonio Brown, he's a great athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing against him.
We'll just see how good he is when he's got Derek Carr thrown to him instead of Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. I still think he'll perform, to be honest. But I don't think it's going to be as... Maybe they'll lean on it. I don't know. Maybe he'll be like a crutch for them. But I just don't know. I think he'll be double coverage. I think it'll...
Yeah. I mean, it's
I also,
it's never going to... You can't do it again. Now,
it's also different coaching. Like, I feel like...
Oh, he's got John Gruden.
Yeah, but I feel like was it Tomlin?
Yeah, Mike Tomlin.
They were creative. He was willing to do, like, on fourth down, you know,
yeah,
a pass to Antonio Brown when you think it was a run or, you know, and which allowed Antonio Brown to kind of pad his stats. Like, they were willing to go to him a lot more. So I don't know. I don't know how good he'll be in Oakland. I still think he's an amazing athlete, but time will tell. I think he could very well do as good there as he did at Pittsburgh, but. We'll see. We will see. I guarantee Ben Roethlisberger's like, I hope he's just fucking like, just so it's like, so it looks like it's Ben Roethlisberger more so than Antonio Brown. I mean, that's how it was. That's how it was with like these wide receivers that left like good quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers or Brady. Like when you're not actually that good.
Oh yeah, like
and then you leave a quarterback like Tom Brady or
anybody,
Aaron Rodgers, and it's like, oh, they weren't actually that good. They just had an amazing quarterback throwing to them.
Mm-hmm. Like, what did Greg Jennings do?
Yeah, Greg Jennings, nothing.
Yeah. Danny Amendola just got cut from the Dolphins.
Did he? Yeah.
Today?
Yeah, it's they have a high-powered offense, and they were getting hit. I mean, it's good for their career as far as trading value. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be like, oh, look, they look so good. And then most of the time they go to another team and they're just terrible.
Yeah, so we'll see what AB does. It's an interesting situation. But I thought, I mean, it seems like the Steelers like really don't, because it's like not only the Antonio Brown issue, they have the Le'Veon Bell issue as well. Yeah,
but also I think they're at the point where, they are trying to rebuild their team. They're looking for the future, and
Ben Roethlisberger doesn't have much time.
Well, that's what I mean. Like they're restructuring the entire team as a younger. They need people for years to come. They can't just rely on like Antonio Brown. I don't know how many years he'll have left in the league, but
he's still pretty young, right?
He's still he's old. I'm just saying they want to look for these guys. These guys who aren't gonna the most important thing is aren't gonna cost them the salary cap that Antonio Brown is freaking costing them, and B, they're gonna prove themselves because they're trying to get a spot. Like they're gonna work. Not that Antonio Brown's not trying to prove himself, but he is at the point where he's like, just throw me the ball. Where these guys are like, I'm a work my ass off. I'm gonna run these routes. I'm gonna make plays.
And I mean, I think the Steelers will probably be fine. I mean, they're gonna need a new quarterback.
Yeah, soon. I think within the next three years.
But, well, I think
actually,
Ben thought he was gonna retire last year, and he played.
I have a question. We're coming up on 5 years with Tom Brady.
I know he's got to finish out the season. Uh-huh. And I owe you $100.
Yeah, we're coming up on 5 years with Tom Brady, and I thought he would. I didn't want him to win this year because I thought he was going to retire.
Yeah, me too.
And before the game, he said, "I'm not." And I was like, "Yes." Yeah, you know he's going to finish out this year.
I don't know. The season-ending injuries, just I'm hanging him up.
Yeah, that's still 5 years.
You know, it's not that five be, full, not that five would be full.
Bull crap. He got hurt, so he retired. I don't know. I don't think he's gonna get hurt, but
yeah.
I think they could.
Oh yeah, for people that don't know, obviously we just kind of went on a little tangent. We have a bet for $100. I think we made like almost five years ago now that Tom Brady. Dan said that Tom Brady will play for another 5 seasons. And I said no.
This was after the
Seahawks?
No. The Falcons, was it?
No, it had to have been the Seahawks.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Seahawks, their victory against the Seahawks.
Yeah, which was
Yeah, and I said
I hate that game.
I said Tom Brady will play for another at least another 5 years, and he said no chance. So we bet $100 on it.
It was honestly, at the time, it seemed like a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, I wasn't 100% sold on. I was like, you know, he was playing hot and cold.
Mm-hmm. He still is.
I don't know. He's pretty consistent. Over the past 5 years, after that, he has been very consistent, very good. Just,
well, I wouldn't say game. I mean, like, their defense has won them so much stuff.
But at the end of the day, I think Tom Brady has been in each year in the top five quarterbacks as far as, like,
yeah,
touchdowns thrown, like, yardage. He's in the top five every. You can't say, like,
listen, I just hate him, and he doesn't exist to me.
He's the GOAT. He is.
Oh, no.
How can you argue that he's not?
Okay, I'm not arguing that he's not. I just don't want him to be called that.
I know. It's so hard. With all of the accolades and everything he does.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're just mad that he kissed his son on the mouth.
Yeah, I'm still on this Finding Neverland or Leaving Neverland thing. No, I mean, I did actually watch a pretty interesting, analysis of Tom Brady in all of his Super Bowl and playoff appearances. His numbers don't look good.
Yeah.
His numbers look pretty abysmal in all these, in all his winning years.
Yeah.
His postseason numbers. You know, there's obviously some games he had good games, but the overall trend is that other aspects won the game. I mean, the big thing, the greatest victory he had in the Super Bowl was
Falcons.
Like, yeah. That was the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. But yeah, I don't want to talk about Tom Brady anymore.
Yeah, let's get off that.
And guess what? It's my fucking show. So I get to.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, like, lately I've been trying to find, like, just save money, like, trying to find things that I enjoy.
You've been trying to save money by trying to find things you enjoy.
Well, no. There's more to the sentence.
Okay.
Find things that I enjoy that I would spend money on, and finding ways to do it on my own.
Is this an ad?
No, it's not. It's not an ad.
Go on.
So
Anchor.
So, like, one of the things I love the most in the world is SpaghettiOs. So. Lately, I have been making homemade SpaghettiOs.
True?
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, keep going.
Have you ever made homemade SpaghettiOs?
No.
Yeah?
I don't like SpaghettiOs.
You don't like SpaghettiOs?
They're gross.
What?
Where is this going? Please, I'm listening. I'm listening to SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs, yeah, you take, it's like making homemade pasta.
Mm-hmm.
No, but,
you're not going to get the punchline out. Whatever this is, not going to get.
There's no punchline. Okay. And you just make little O's of spaghetti.
Do you home make? Does it look like fresh made spaghetti?
Yeah, so I don't know what I'm talking about. I just wrote
I
down.
I
just wrote down spaghetti. Homemade SpaghettiOs on my.
That
my
was
piece
the topic,
paper.
And you're like, well, we'll run with it. Improv, let's do this. Don't do this. I love how you started that out, because nothing about that, you still have to spend money on, like, I love doing things.
I waste a lot of money on SpaghettiOs.
Guys, at the end of the day, I waste a lot of money on SpaghettiOs, and even more when you're trying to homemade SpaghettiOs. Which obviously I think you're lying about. Have you ever?
Oh, I've never done that.
Never
I've
done
never
that.
Made any homemade pasta in my life.
For a second, I was like, I'm interested. Is it good?
You ever notice, like,
you never made homemade pasta?
No, I've never made homemade pasta.
Like the dough or anything?
No, never did the dough or anything. But have you ever noticed, like, SpaghettiO and, like, even, like, Chef Boyardee, to a certain extent, the sauce is so sweet.
Yeah,
it's like sugar.
It's not good.
It's not
tomato sauce. It's like, and just the consistency is like watery. It's like someone poured V8 into some.
Yeah.
It's just, I hate.
It's like sugary V8.
And the noodles are soggy. It's always like you get soggy, floppy O's.
Really? You really don't like SpaghettiOs?
I hate SpaghettiOs. The only thing I like from Chef Boyardee is the little and this is only a nostalgia thing because I was a kid.
You were?
At one point I was. Yeah, and
you heard it here first. Call in, folks.
Call in, let us know what you think about that. Is the meatballs and spaghetti
in the little microwavable, like, things with the red lid.
Yeah.
Those were delicious. And other than that, everything else I hate.
It's all pretty bad.
It's all, it's just like, it's kind of like you have it. Like, my mom would keep buying it, so I'd eat it. And, but I never liked SpaghettiOs. I never liked the raviolis. I thought the raviolis were always just really soggy and just bleh.
Yeah, pretty gross.
Yeah. But if you have, guys, make homemade SpaghettiOs.
Yeah,
if
you're having... this is a new segment on the show where we talk about homemade SpaghettiOs, and it's probably the last time we're doing this segment. So
we'll see how it plays
in the what are those families called?
What are those family called?
Oh, whatever the fuck.
Oh,
the,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, whatever.
The
doesn't
ones
matter.
That decide
if it has a good rating or not.
Yeah, they get the like boxes and for TV and, yeah, and stuff.
Sons of bitches. Yeah. I saw something today that it's pretty crazy. This woman was mauled by a jaguar.
Jaguar.
At a zoo.
How?
Well, actually, let me show you the video.
Give me the deets.
I'm going to show you the video. I'm not going to use the audio because I'm pretty sure she's like wailing like a bitch. No,
yeah, because I'd be like, yeah, stupid jaguar.
I just wanted to talk about how absolutely stupid this woman
jaguars are. Like,
so this is her. That's they're helping her.
Okay.
And you're going to see, like, I don't know why they're showing that, but you're going to see.
Okay, guys. So.
Like, just her arm is torn up a little bit.
Oh, God.
A little gross.
Show me things that I'm just like,
Yeah, pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, she.
So give me a little backstory on this.
She thought it would be a good idea to climb the fence.
Yeah. Which is always a good idea at a zoo.
To get a selfie with the jaguar.
Okay, so everything that happened to her, she deserves.
Mm-hmm.
That is 100% her fault.
Yep, her fault. And luckily, the zoo recognizes that, and they're not going to do anything to the jaguar. Honestly, I think it'd probably be a good idea to just gonna let the jaguar finish her off. I mean, she's obviously not making smart decisions.
I think natural selection will eventually wean her out.
Yeah. Kind of don't understand.
Just stupid people. Stupid people because guess what? That would, to her, she's like, oh, maybe I'll get, like, people will see this and I'll get a lot of likes and I'll get, like, maybe it'll go viral or maybe I'm going to do stupid shit that may... hurt me, but people will like it because that's what people like, stupid shit.
Yes. Anyway, so I don't really understand the thought process. I mean, like, I guess that was the thought process, but like, even if that was like, hey, maybe this wild animal is gonna like not be happy about it.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't like selfies. Does she ever think of that?
It's not, it wasn't even like, you know, like I would understand, like, so did you know that the mammal that kills the most humans in Africa is the hippo?
Yeah. Well,
and they don't do it for food. They're aggressive.
Yeah, they're very aggressive.
And well, territorial.
Do you know the deadliest animal in the world?
Humans.
Well, besides humans. What? Besides.
What is it?
Take a guess.
Is it a hippo?
No.
It could be.
No, it's not a hippo. Hippos kill like five, I think around 500 people a year. So it's not that many.
Rats?
No. Keep going. So you're on the right path with rats, though.
Oh, I am?
Just the reason why rats would kill people. Like, think like, more.
Oh, mosquitoes.
Those mosquitoes. Yeah.
Wow.
Mosquitoes kill an average of, or mosquito-borne illnesses kill an average of 750,000 people a year.
That's crazy.
Fun fact.
But here's the thing. I would do a selfie with a mosquito.
I would do a selfie.
I have done a selfie with a mosquito.
Have you?
Yeah, I didn't know he was in the picture.
Unintentionally.
I haven't been killed by one yet.
Not yet. But how many people die from snake bites a year?
Is it a lot?
50,000.
50,000 in the world?
In the world, yeah.
I mean, that's...
Alligators have a decent... last night, I did a deadliest animal thing. On my, and I was just going through...
What was the number for hippos? 500.
500,000. No. 500 a year.
500 a year?
Yeah. Just people that die of...
Oh wow!
It's not that many.
It's the most deadly for mammal.
Other than humans. Obviously. Yeah. I don't. Alligators was up there.
And crocodiles, crocs.
Crocodiles, yeah. Crocodiles kill a decent amount of people. And then there was like some other bug that.
I hate bugs. Yeah. No, I don't care about bugs. I mean, like, so I guess mosquito is like kind of a roundabout way of killing someone.
But yeah.
It's not like. It's really the virus is killing it.
Well, yeah, no, but it's distributed by mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. Mm. Yeah, so...
they suck.
Next week, we're going to have the woman attacked by the jaguar.
On the
in
show?
In studio, and we're going to bring in... That's the jaguar. Studio. We're going to bring in the jaguar that attacked her.
And we're gonna actually have a sit down and talk about how everything went down and
so their feelings.
I've heard the reason the jaguar didn't or did attack the woman was because she said she wasn't going to tag him in the post.
Well, I mean,
he was pretty. Like, he was like, "You better fucking tag him." She's like, "No, go but, fuck yourself."
But I mean, I talked to her. I mean, we already talked to her on the phone. I talked to her. She said that. Well, he misunderstood me. I meant that I didn't know his. Handle
his Twitter, yeah,
his Twitter his, and Instagram, and Instagram handle,
yeah,
and he's it was just a and big just, miscommunication. Yeah. Now, you know, they have a podcast together.
Do they?
It's called
Come on,
Bitch and the Kitty,
Bitch and the Kitty.
That's cool. So, I mean, I wouldn't recommend it. It's really not that good because, I mean, the Jaguars do most of the work, heavy lifting.
I mean, obviously.
I think she's got a little bit
I think, if I'm going to be honest, I think they're just trying to exploit this.
Oh, I totally would as well. I mean, they saw what happened to Harambe. They were actually hoping the jaguar would get killed, but...
Yeah, but... And then we'd have a whole movement for the jaguar. I would fuck that woman. If she... I'm... If you need to take responsibility for your actions, if you put your hand on a hot plate and you burn yourself, that's your fault because you're an idiot. If you jump over a fence...
Yeah.
In a zoo to take a selfie with a jaguar and you get mauled. Well, guess what?
That's Obama's fault.
That's thanks, Obama.
It's pretty crazy story. We're just hopping around all over the place today, but something.
Do we ever have like a.
Sometimes we get the flow. Sometimes we just, you know, it's like lily pads. We're just hopping from lily pad to lily pad. I was playing this game called The Messenger.
The Messenger.
Awesome game. It's about this like ninja who's got to protect his scroll, whatever. It's a side scroller. The cool thing about the game, and I'll have to fact check this, but
this one their slogan is "Shoot the Messenger."
Yeah, shoot the messenger. Now the cool thing about the game is like halfway through, like the first half is in like 16-bit graphics.
Yeah.
So like old like Super Nintendo graphics. Or actually, it might have been NES graphics, and then something happens in the story, and then the graphics get better. So it's like goes to 32-bit graphics, so pretty sweet. So and the music changes, so like you'll go back to certain levels, and they'll be different looking, and the music will be different. So actually,
we're gonna listen to some.
We're gonna be listening to some
to a sample of that the sound. Shit.
I just want to...
The original soundtrack by...
The Messenger. I don't remember who exactly did it, but...
Well, you can click on it. It says it right there.
Shh. Click. I don't want people to know. No, okay. I'm just kidding. I'll be doing that in a second. O-S-T...
Da 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 da. Oh, my God. So,
So, I just wanted to... Kind of cool... so this is what it's like in the, this is one of my favorite songs from it. I wanted to kind of like start a little bit of a conversation about how good, or how much, music can really help your game. I mean, this game is incredible anyway, but the music is
awesome.
I have
a question.
What is it?
Do they have like, awards for game soundtracks?
I don't know.
Because if not, they should.
They do Game of the Year. I don't remember if they do.
I think they should do, like because game soundtracks, a lot go into game soundtracks, and I don't think they get enough credit.
Yeah. I'm totally...
Because, I mean, we do it for movies. We do scores and like, you know, like what is the equivalent of the Oscars for games, and why don't...
I mean, the GOT-wise.
Again, they could. I'm not aware. Someone could be like, they do that, you idiot. <You're fine. laughs> But if they do, please, I'd love to know what it's called, and I'd like to because I'd like to know who wins, because I can check out the music.
Check it out. Yeah. So this is kind of cool. So this is the past version of this song called Harness the Winds. Howling Grotto, I guess, is the level. The music's by Rainbow Dragon Eyes. Here we go.
Gooch.
That's the past version.
I like that little guy.
Oh, that little guy? This guy?
No, the guy up there with the ninja swords and the staff and the beard.
He's cool. He seems cool. The game's awesome.
How much have you played of it?
I'm only in the first, like, maybe quarter of the game, but music made me think about this little segment. So here, that was the... that was like the... I guess you go from the past to the future in the game, so... That's in the past, and they use the older version of graphics and sounds, and then this is the future, upgraded version. So same song, better, I guess, music graphics, I guess you could say, or quality. Yeah, I
like that.
Yeah, I mean, both are good. Obviously, same song, it's just different styles, but I think pretty awesome.
I like it a lot.
So, I mean, I would definitely recommend that game. But in terms of music, I think it sometimes can make or break a game, because we reviewed a game last week where the one cylinder it didn't fire on was the music. It was pretty lackluster, and a lot of times. Almost makes me want to come back to the game, because you're like,
well, you know. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. Sonic Adventure Battle 2 sold me with rolling around at the speed of sound. I mean, obviously it's not, but that song, I would play that level just for the song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, doom, doom, dig it, doom, doom.
Yeah, I mean, did you see the Sonic movie's coming out, right?
Yeah. Have we talked about this?
We talked about it, but there were some new images that were released.
Did we talk about this last week?
We probably did.
On the pod? Because I really hope that they put that song in. I would love if they opened
the
movie with that song. Him, like, flying out of a airplane.
People are not excited about this movie.
I don't know why. Like,
I think it's the way he looks. Cast. Yeah. I mean, Jim Carrey.
People aren't excited about the blue genie either, but I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Image. Let's see. If you bring it up.
Ooh, yeah. Sonic. What the hell is that?
I don't know what that is.
I like that one.
I don't know what that is.
Sonic.
That's absolutely
Adventure
terrifying.
Adventure Battle 2.
Chaos Control.
Oh, yeah. So people are, like, upset about that.
Why? That looks fine.
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
I think
it looks like too much like a furry or something like that.
Well, I mean, there'll be a good percent of the population that want to see it.
But and then, like, this is like a poster that was released. They're like,
yeah. They didn't like his. They really don't like his legs. But, I mean.
What are you going to fucking do?
Are those Nike? Didn't you say they were Nikes or something?
Yeah, they're Nikes or some shit. I don't know. Somebody like made it look better, I guess.
Okay, yeah, actually, that does look way better.
Mm-hmm. But well, I mean, the movie. I mean, it's a suit or it's a video game movie.
Yeah.
They're not gonna look good. It's not gonna be good regardless. I don't know what the hell this is.
That's my favorite one. I like his nipples.
Guys, don't search new Sonic image.
Leaked. Sonic the Hedgehog model.
Yeah, pretty fucking
lit.
Oh, lit.
Lit AF, baby.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that?
What is that?
Who are they?
Sonic, man, I don't know. It looks like a little...
It looks like... That looks like Shadow, and that looks like...
Tails?
That looks like Sonic Super... Like the...
yeah, but he's only got the...
The Golden Sun. He also has, like, the wings.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is.
I don't know either.
And is that Dr. Trump Egg?
With the...
Dr. Eggman mustache.
Yeah, I don't know.
These are just the memes of these are...
Yeah, we should just...
better. Yeah. Did we talk about the Steve Irwin thing in PETA?
No, we did not. I don't think so.
So Google made a Steve Irwin like Google thing in honor of Steve Irwin. I don't know if it was his birthday or if it was his
20th anniversary of his death. Or
and
like that.
PETA was pretty much like, Google, we do not condone this animal abuser, and pretty much like everyone just fucking
shit on PETA.
Shit on PETA.
Well, they were saying some bullshit about like he was harassing a
stingray.
A stingray when he got killed. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Whatever.
They were like, yeah, pretty much. But then someone listed all, like someone tweeted back at him and it was like all these facts about PETA and how they receive money from these corporations that have killed animals. They've backed people that have killed. And yet this, Steve Irwin, who was trying to like bring, you know, awareness and kind of
well, they're just like, you know, the whole organization is like outrage culture, kind of like, oh, like, you know, how dare somebody tweet something about that, you know, like some meme.
Yeah.
And they'll be like,
oh, because it gets them in the news. It gets mm-hmm. them like people talking about PETA, whether I mean it's not good press for them, but I guess they're under the just kind of any press is good press. People are talking about PETA.
PETA bread.
Oh, that's I was talking about PETA bread. PETA from
PETA from Family Guy. From
PETA. PETA.
PETA.
No, PETA from
From Hunger Games. Yeah, those movies fucking suck, man. I
don't think they were horrible. I didn't finish all of them, but I think it was one of those things where the books were better and
it inspired like this like post-apocalyptic teen movie like genre in movies for like a good 5 years. I mean, like the Maze Runner and bullshit.
The Maze Runner, they're not terrible movies either.
I don't think they're probably the worst movies. It's just
Maze
like,
Runner movies I'll watch. I've watched all of the Maze Runner movies and no, they're not like, oh my god, but they're entertaining. They keep me kind of engaged the entire time.
It did always feel like a little bit of a money grab every time one of those movies would come out. Like
what?
Divergent. Like let's.
Oh
have,
yeah, yeah. They're all just like popular books. It's like okay, let's go to the bestseller books, and we're gonna make a movie about that. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's what they do. Like Hollywood's so lazy, and it's money. It all they see is like it's guaranteed money. Okay, 50 Shades of Grey. It's gonna make the money. You know all these top. Like Maze Runner was a book. It was a number one selling book, and it's all just how much money. And rather than like maybe dipping down the list and finding an actual like good, just because it's a number one. Even though the books, I'm not saying the books are bad. I'm just mm-hmm. saying there's better scripts. There's better movies that could be made.
Yeah. And I think it's so annoying. Like I mean, it started with Twilight. Like and then. Even more so, I guess, and then
they realize, like,
Hunger Games,
we don't even need to make good movies, and we'll still make money. Wait, what?
But it was like this whole idea is like this female protagonist. It's like, I love them both. How do I choose?
Yeah.
It's so annoying. Anytime that happens in a movie, I'm just like, oh, shut the fuck up.
The struggle, but all while the world is crumbling around mm-hmm. them, and they,
it's like, how do I choose which one I love really? I mean, the only one that I do appreciate is Princess Leia in Star Wars, because one of them's her brother. So
yeah, and so I'm glad she didn't choose him.
Yeah, well, you know, I've seen it based on the recommended videos on Pornhub. I think a lot of people wouldn't mind if they were.
Based on you, is that a thing? There's recommended.
Well, you know, like, or like the front page of Pornhub is always like, oh, I walked in with my brother.
I wouldn't
shit.
Know.
You wouldn't. Oh, you just Dan doesn't watch porn. Forgot Danny Hot Takes. He Danny said that takes. That was the hot take you
I'm
had.
Abstinent for
abstinent for porn.
For everything.
Oh, everything. You don't. I don't you haven't done anything except podcasting until yep. marriage. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
No. Yep. Uh huh. Yeah. That's just. That's true.
Well, I mean, I think that's how it should be.
I think that's how it should be too. And our Lord and Savior, Moses Christ, he set a great example for
Moses.
Me.
Moses Christ sounds like some guy who played on the Bulls in the 90s. I don't know.
Moses Christ, he had one of the best 3-point shots in the game.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Meta World Peace.
Well,
it's a person's name.
Yeah. Is that really?
Change his name to Meta World Peace. Who did? Basketball player.
Wow.
Meta World Peace.
Hmm.
That was his name.
Is he happy with that?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, that's I don't, good for him. I don't know. I haven't had a conversation about it. So, your name.
Well, we should have him on the podcast.
Have him on the pod after next week after we have the Jaguar and Jenny and the Jaguar.
Well, Bitch and the Kitty is their podcast. Check it out.
Bitch and the Kitty.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us today, guys. It's been the Tommy John Show.
Oh, man. Mauling out would be way better.
Mauling out. Mauled out. Mauling out. That's pretty good. Obviously, that's already stolen by the guy who survived that bear attack.
Yeah.
But
I remember that one time when I brought a knife to I was going on a camping trip.
What?
I brought a knife on a camping trip.
Okay, all right.
And I was like,
oh yeah,
if a bear attacks me, I'm don't worry.
Didn't I give you like that?
The Bowie, it was Hurley's Bowie knife.
Oh, Hurley's Bowie knife.
And then like late, you're like, you can't kill a bear with a knife. Oh, and then late, like yeah. 3 weeks later, there was an article. It was like, man attacked by bear kills bear with a Bowie knife. And you sent me, you're like, oh, it was you sent me the link, and I was like, see, told you. I could have. I mean, I don't want to kill a bear. I have nothing against bears.
No, they're fine. But if it's a life or death situation,
yeah, I'm gonna.
I'll murder a bear.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Like not Paddington 2. I'll let Paddington.
No, Paddington 2's fine.
Well, not just
or Paddington.
Yeah,
but Paddington 2, he's all right.
He's okay.
Well, it's actually, I mean, yeah, life or death situation. Like, if I have terminal cancer, I'm gonna go kill some bears. So.
just cause.
Yeah. It's like, why the hell not?
Take out some anger.
But, yeah, I want to thank everybody for hanging out today on the Tommy John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns. You guys will be listening to it this following week, but we've been recording on my least favorite day of the year, Daylight Savings.
Oh, shit. That's why I woke up so fucking late.
Yeah.
I woke up and it was like 12 o'clock and I was like, yeah. Well, I went to bed at like 5, but also.
Jesus fucking Christ. Well, oh, so it skipped already.
But it's had ski. You know,
so it was like more like 4.
But I completely, I was like, why? I was like, so late. I'm like, even usually my body wakes me up
mm-hmm.
at latest 10 or 11.
Dude, it always floors me. It always, like, I'm just fucked up for days.
But, I mean, I'm just fucked up. Yeah, so, like, bro. It doesn't matter. Daylight savings, it doesn't matter what happens.
Yeah, well, I've seen your search history.
I literally thought you said, I've seen your ass.
Seen your ass. So
we all know.
You're pretty fucked up. But, yeah, thanks for hanging out. I'm Tommy Johns. I'm here with Danny Hot Takes, a.k.a. Dan the Man, with no plan.
None.
None whatsoever. We'll catch you on the next one. And please... Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes.
iTunes? Is that what
we're on iTunes.
Patreon?
Well, yeah, you can go to our Patreon. We got all kinds of cool content up there.
All kinds. What is it? Just pictures of me?
Usually just pictures of Dan.
Mainly just pictures of me.
So if you want to see Dan up on the Patreon, please subscribe. And we're on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Google Podcasts.
Yep.
And most importantly, we're on Anchor.
Yep.
So catch you.
Catch you flipping.